it is a struggle sometimes when you have these multiple options on iOS. And in a way, that's also the beautiful thing of working from the iPad, that you have so many options. For example, a few days ago, someone told me on Twitter, hey, why don't you use Notebooks instead of DevonThink? And Notebooks is this very similar app, sort of a cross between Scrivener and DevonThink and Apple Notes. It's a sort of like a research tool, note-taking app. It does a bunch of things at once. And it has this, doesn't have the same search features of DevonThink, but it highlights the results in the PDF with a, it actually jumps to that result and it highlights it for you. And it also lets you generate callbacks to documents. So I told this person, well, that's interesting. I should probably look into that. And that's the maybe in a way a struggle, but also this virtually infinite potential. There's always a better solution just waiting around the corner of the App Store that's probably waiting for you. And it makes it all more fun in my mind. But yeah, sometimes I just think, hey, maybe I should use something else or maybe not. And some people see that as being inconsistent. It's like, hey, so what do you recommend that we use? And my take is just experiment, if you have time, of course, until you settle on a system that you're absolutely certain this is the app that I want to use. This is the workflow that I want to establish. But until you're not so sure about it, there's no harm in trying.